Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. At 5:20 or a little after, we'll have on with his former Major League Baseball pitcher. Also pitched at Nicholls State University, Scott Sanders. Scott will be on. Talk to us about the LSU Tigers baseball team, number one ranked in the country. And Charlie, you and I were talking about this yesterday. I want to be number one when it's all said and done. But it's nice as you enter the series against South Carolina, who has really struggled under the first year under Paul Maneri. And, man, they got a chance to sweep it here. Now, you got to go in there, focus, and ready to roll. But, man, you got a shot here. Really, really do to sweep the Gamecocks. And talk about a major rebuild job. Paul Maneri's got it at South Carolina. We had somebody that held on for a while, but we had John Forcade on to talk about the Saints and the quarterback situation. Talking about Jason Tatum and the impact that have. And, you know, we talked about it in the first hour, Jason Tatum, and you saw it last night, him grab the back of his leg, had right Achilles surgery today, lost for the rest of the playoff series. And I would think he might return late next year, and I'll use the term might, because sometimes it just depends on how quickly you can come back from that Achilles. And you just saw when I told you, when he made that turnaround, because I've talked to guys who have had that Achilles, and it rolls back up your leg, and it's such a strange feeling from what they tell me of how it rolls back. And that's a major impact, not only for the Celtics now, who are really in a tough situation, 3-1, you know, deficit against the Knicks, but what it's going to do for them in the offseason. And there were already some rumblings.
Yes.
That they may make some moves despite the injury to Jason Tatum to begin with. But major loss certainly for the Celtics, and it's just not for the summer. We talking about for maybe 90-95 to maybe the complete season for Jason Tatum and the Celtics.
Yeah, that you know, there was already buzz, kind of like you mentioned there, Mike, that this might be the last year of the Celtics core as currently constructed. And with the Tatum injury, and you could maybe make the argument for them in the Eastern Conference Finals had they not blown those two 20-point leads at TD Garden, Mike. And it had been up 3-1 in this series, and it would have potentially been a 3-0 comeback for the Knicks without Tatum involved. But that's not the situation that we're in. They blew those two games. They're down 3-1. They have a gigantic payroll on this roster, Mike. And so that's kind of the issue. And that's what, you know, Brian, the caller, had called in about, was that it shows how difficult it is to repeat in the modern day NBA. You're not going to see many repeat champions, a team that wins it all 1 year, runs right back and runs it back and wins it all the next year. It just doesn't happen. So with the Celtics core, as you're looking at it now, Mike, what really happens? I mean, Kristaps Porzingis is one clearly that they'll probably move on from. He hasn't looked right at all this postseason.
He has not.
Really, and he's just looked sickly. And I know it's an illness that he's dealing with, but you can see it on live television. He looks kind of like discolored. And so the guy's obviously dealing with something bad. You know, we hope the best for Kristaps Porzingis. But, I mean, he's a key piece to potentially move on from. Same thing, what did they do with Jrue Holiday? Like, you know, with Jason Tatum, the Achilles tear is so gigantic because of the timing of it. This happens in May this year, right? And the timeline for recovery can be anywhere upwards of 12 or even more months. Like, at least potentially a year. So if he comes back next year, it might be for the postseason. If not, you know, maybe afterwards, like he might miss the entire year next year, the entire postseason next year. And then when he comes back, Achilles tears are so devastating for NBA athletes. Is he ever going to be the same player that he was this year and in recent years when he's really ascended to being an all NBA talent? So to, you know, Brian's point, it just shows that you have to have the injury luck. You have to be able to, like, it's so difficult to repeat in the modern NBA.
Yeah, it really is. And, Bob, when you got so much money invested in Tatum, and then, you know, there's nothing you can do about it organizational-wise or from Tatum's standpoint. I mean, he's going to do everything he can to get himself back on the court, but it puts you in a really, really difficult spot. Charlie, does Indiana do it tonight? 3-1 advantage over the Cavs. And I know the Cavaliers are dealing with a lot of injuries, but boy, have the Pacers played well. And it sets up what we talked about, and I watched it, let's just say a few years ago. Pacers-Knicks go at it one another, and that was a heated rivalry between the two of them. But these games against Cleveland, man, they haven't really been that competitive, to be honest with you. And the Pacers have really, really, really played extremely well. And, man, can they shoot? When they get hot, Charlie, it's all over. Because, man, they chunking out threes all over the place. And they've got a team that will be interesting to match up against a defensive-oriented Knicks team if that's what we get for the Eastern Conference Finals.
So a couple things, Mike. You want to know what the line is for this game for Indiana and Cleveland tonight in Cleveland? I'll let you guess before I give it to you.
9.5.
8.5-point favorites for the Cleveland Cavaliers after what we saw when they got drummed by 40 the other night in Indiana. Conventional wisdom tells you that Indiana closes this thing out in 5 on the road in Cleveland. At the same time, I think the Cavaliers have enough to really push it to a game 6 here, Mike. And we'll see, you know, the 3-1 comeback. I'm not really anticipating it at this point. It just feels like both of those 3-1 series are going to get closed out. And we're going to see that kind of renewed rivalry from the 90s with Indiana versus New York in the Eastern Conference Finals, like we were talking about in the first hour, which should be a lot of fun. Indiana's a weird team because they were so overlooked in the process. Like, heading into it, Vegas was all over the Cavaliers. Like, they were all over Boston as well. I know that the whole situation with Jason Tatum has changed that to a degree, but they were all over Cleveland, Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. So the fact that we're getting the 3 versus the 4 in the East is pretty interesting. With Indiana, though, it's such a strange team composition because they have great depth. They have, like, the star player in Tyrese Halliburton, but they don't have, like, the superstar, right? That's like an Anthony Edwards level or Steph Curry or anything like that, right? Nikola Jokic and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in the Western Conference as well. They don't have that level of star, but they have a really good point guard and a lot of really stellar players, like high-end level players. Not quite all stars, but just quality talent on their roster. They're deep. They can hit you from multiple different angles. They know what they want to do. They're well-coached under Rick Carlisle. They're just a scary team that I think was overlooked the entire process. However, saying that, I do think that Cleveland does figure out a way to push it to a game 6. You know, we'll have to see if I'm completely wrong there and Indiana just bludgeons them again. I'm just hoping that we get long series here, Mike, before we get to the conference finals, because if you're looking at it on the other side tonight, there's also OKC and Denver. And it feels like if Denver can pick up this win tonight in OKC like they did in game 1, we could see this series go 7. I'm not sure if they're going to close it out in 6 by any stretch of the imagination, but I'd be hoping that we get a game 7 between Jokic and Shai.
Yeah, that would really be something. And NFL talk, Trey Hendrickson sort of made it known he will not play for the Cincinnati Bengals under his current deal. It's a one-year deal that would pay him $15.8 million. He made it known today, I'm not playing under that current deal. He wants a long-term deal. He has basically asking to get traded. Cincinnati has granted him and his agent the ability to trade, but they want fair value back. It's the guy who had 17.5 sacks, led the NFL last year. And one thing with Cincinnati, they did pay Joe Burrow, and I do give him credit. They did pay Ja'Marr Chase. Higgins did pay him, but man, for Trey, it might really be pulling the wisdom teeth to get that money out of the Brown family to pay him, and a guy who has deserved it for what he has done out on the football field.
Absolutely. Good for Trey. I mean, they've decided that they're going to pay the wide receiver duo with Jamar and T over paying Trey Hendrickson. But for Trey, go get your money. I mean, he's been kind of ignored in that group of the best edge rushers in the NFL for the past half decade. Mike, we've read off the stats. He's right up there with TJ Watt and Myles Garrett, his other two AFC cohorts, as the leaders in the NFL in sack numbers over the last few years. So good for Trey. Go get your money. You deserve it. And if Cincinnati's going to give it, not going to give it to you, you're going to get it somewhere else. So I'm right there.
I think the Bengals are trying to trap him into a spot to say, well, you didn't get a deal done, you know, and we're going to work with you. That's the Mike Brown way for years. We're going to get a deal done. And he sometimes does, a lot of times doesn't. I've had a lot of former Cincinnati Bengals players tell me he promises you everything, but never comes through with it most of the time.
That's why he's got the reputation he does, Mike.
He's tight with that money. That's for sure. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870, and we'll be joined by former Major League Baseball pitcher Scott Sanders to talk LSU baseball right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettey along with Charlie Long. Listen, before we go to Scott Sanders, I got to give this texter. He wins text of the day.
Yes, he does.
He says, is there a 1.8% chance the Celtics come back with a 3-1 deficit? Hey, you clever. That's a real good one, and I get where you're going with it. So you win text of the day with that one. On our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talking text line, former Major League Baseball pitcher Scott Sanders. Scott, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Scott, before we get into some of this, I had to ask you this because it's an unusual spot to get a cramp. Have you ever had a cramp in your wrist like Kate Anderson had? As a Major League Baseball pitcher, you pitched a ton of ball, but I just thought that was an area. And listen, as we get older, you get cramps all over. You and I, I got a few years on you, but you get cramps all over the place now that you never had before. But one like what Cade had pitching the ball.
So I think what actually happened, I think they called it a cramp in his wrist, but I really think it was a cramp in his the lower part of his forearm I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. From everything I heard, what Jay had said, that I hadn't talked to him personally, but on that he should be good to go, and his next day was fine. So supposedly everything's on par. You know what I mean? As far as I know, for this week, but obviously I think they'd probably want to maybe just trying to get him out there for 3-4, maybe 5 innings, and hopefully they score a ton of runs and don't overwork him. Cade's at 76 innings already this year. If I had to guess last year, he maybe threw 45 at tops, I'm sure he threw 76 innings before in high school, but he's never thrown 76 innings with this type of, grind and tough innings like the SEC brings on to you.
Scott, we've seen the emergence of Ianson at pitching. Man, and, because you and I talked about this, there has always been a bit of an erraticism to him as a pitcher. Somewhere in a game, it's sort of a misstep. But he normally would bounce back, get back online. Man, the last couple of times he's pitched, he has just been unreal. And to have Cade and now Ianson 1-2 in the lineup, that's super impressive. But I want to get your thoughts as a former Major League Baseball pitcher in watching his development overall as a complete pitcher.
Yeah, so Ianson, obviously he came in with high accolades pitching for Team USA over the summer. I obviously I knew he was going to be a solid pitcher, coming from the West Coast as well. Early in the year, I think he was really trying to, settle in and make himself, that big stud on the mound following Cade. And early, I don't know if you guys remember, but his breaking ball was good, but he bounced and bounced and bounced him. Lately, the last 3, 4, 5 starts, he has that get me over curveball, and he's throwing it in his zone, and then when he wants to, he buries it, and he just, he's racking up the strikeouts. I mean, he's got, 116 strikeouts in 74 innings. That is, when I say impressive in the SEC, that is very impressive. But, he's the way I look at him, he's so poised. He's never high. He's never low. Every once in a while, he'll get a big strikeout. You'll see him kind of like make a face, but he's all business. And I tell you what, he's been one of the bright spots, this season for LSU, because he's really stepped up and locked down that Saturday game too in the SEC.
Scott, I'm going to throw some numbers at you because Ianson has been just unbelievable. If you take it 6 of the last 7 games and you just remove the Auburn game, so you're looking at Mississippi State, Oklahoma, Alabama, Tennessee, Texas A&M, and Arkansas. Over those 6 games, Ianson's thrown 37 and a third innings pitched, 65 strikeouts to 4 earned runs in that stretch. He's been unbelievable. And so we were listening to Jay Johnson on the Jay Johnson Show last week, and he said the road to Omaha for LSU runs through Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson. And that 1-2 punch, how important it is in postseason play when you're in a regional, and if you have those two guys that can get you into the winner's bracket, and then a super regional where it's just a best 2 or 3 series, like a basically effectively a weekend series, and then you get into Omaha and it's the same exact thing as the regional. So having those two stud pitchers, it's such an advantage. And the way that Ianson's been pitching for basically the last 7 weeks, month and a half, he's been unbelievable, and he's really created that two-headed monster with Cade.
Yeah, he definitely has. And those teams you just named, I mean, 4 or 5 of them are like legit top 10 teams. They might not be top 10 on the polls because the SEC has beaten each other up all year, right? But those teams, if you threw them into a pod, they'd probably be four of them, if not 5 of them, would be top 10 teams in the country if you put them in, other conferences where they weren't losing 2 out of 3 to this team and, 2 out of 3 here and there. But he's been amazing, and I'll be honest, the past probably 4 weeks, he's been better than Cade Anderson, and Cade Anderson's been pretty darn good himself, you know. I'll be honest, Friday night is a little different from Saturday, you know. Friday night, it seems like the lights are a little bit brighter. The stadium's a little more electric. So I'm not taking anything away from what Cade's done, but Einstein has been, like I said, he's really, you know, this team's got 40 wins already. You know, when you start a season and you're a team like LSU or your Texas or your A&M and all those juggernauts, Arkansas, your goal is always say, let's get to 40 wins in a regular season. Because if you can get to 40 wins in a regular season, you're going to probably be a top eight. You know, you're going to have a pretty good chance you're going to have 18 to 20 wins in the SEC. So you're going to get that seed where everybody's got to come through your home park. And I'll be honest, Einstein has basically kind of put that team on his back, you know, because he's won some close games, which is the most important. He's won some 2-0s. You know, he's won some really, really tight games where if he has that one bad inning like he did in the first probably 3 or 4 SEC starts, you know, they lose those games. But, man, as he emerged, and, man, it's fun to watch.
Scott, this was a couple years back. We were at an autograph session. And I was sitting next to Paul Maneri, and he had just left LSU. And I told him, I said, Coach, man, you had a great run, and man, you're proud of what's happened, and you got a national championship and everything. And I said, you know, the way the times were changing, you could see with the transfer portal and NIL. And he just gave me a look, and he said, I still love to coach. He said, I miss not being on the field. And he had told me about the, you know, he was dealing with a back injury and everything else. And he sort of went on with it. And he said, you know, if the right opportunity happened, as much as I dislike what I see in the game today with the transfer portal and with NIL, I'd love to be back out there again. It stuck in my mind because he turned down a job the year afterwards and then took South Carolina. But it's been a really, really tough situation there for him. And now, you know, you not only got a tough spot, look what you're dealing with in the SEC. I mean, and everybody other than maybe say Missouri, and then look what happened with Missouri this weekend to beat A&M. Man, it's really been a difficult year for Paul Maneri at South Carolina. And I know you know him well.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the game of baseball passes you by, and I'll be honest, I think with like the things you said, transfer portal, having to recruit your own kids that's on your team, trying to divvy up money, you don't always have enough money, you don't have the money these other schools have, and you know, sometimes I'll be honest, you know, you take a guy, I mean, obviously Paul Maneri is going to be a Hall of Fame coach, you know, the things he's done, but I just hate to see a guy like him who probably should have stayed away and just said, hey, you know what? Because a lot of people are gonna remember him. People remember you a lot of times at your last stop, you know. And this stop is not gonna be good. And I'll be honest, I don't know if they're gonna bring him back. Maybe they will, maybe they won't, you know. But he struggled. The team is struggling. You know, you got Clemson. They got so many other really good baseball teams in that area. That's not even in the SEC. That's better than him. They're gonna out recruit him. You know, and Paul was always a. Like recruiting wise, he was always very hands off. You know, when Cam signed with LSU, first time he met Paul Maneri, like through the recruiting visit, was when he was basically committing. You know what I mean? So Paul lets his assistants go and hustle, i.e., opposite of Jay Johnson. But that can't happen these days. You know what I mean? Today, parents and kids want to know, who am I handing my kid over to? You know, so it's a tough run. I mean, he's sitting at 26-26 and 5-22 in SEC. I mean, it's been a rough one, but you know, hopefully this weekend he'll end up being 5-25 after this weekend, to be honest, and 26-29, because I'm really looking forward for the Tigers going there and sweep 3 this weekend.
Yeah, and if you reach that 20-win mark in SEC play, it just feels like you're a lock for a top 8 national seed. But you know, one thing that comes to mind with South Carolina is whenever you see all the posts on social media about their baseball program, it's so negative, and everyone's just ready to run Paul out of town. At the same time, you know, I listen to Joe Healy for D1 Baseball do his weekend waypoints every weekend, talking about the different weekend series in the SEC. And one thing that keeps coming up when he talks about South Carolina is they just don't have the players in the SEC right now. They don't have the guys, right, to be able to compete in the SEC. I want to get your kind of scouting report on South Carolina, because I think Joe's kind of on the money there. Like, it's not all on Paul Maneri that they're so bad. It's just there's a lack of talent on that roster. I know they lost a lot of players from last year's team that made a deep run in the SEC tournament and made it to the postseason play. It just feels like there's a lack of talent.
100%. I mean, you could give him Joe Torre this year, and I don't think Joe Torre would probably, he'd probably be 5-22 as well. But, I mean, if you just look at the numbers, right, in SEC, they have three starting pitchers in the SEC play. One's got a 7.75 ERA. That's McCoy. He pitches on Saturday. Stone, who pitches on Friday, he's got an 8.42 ERA. And Dylan Eskew, he's got a 7.56. I don't care who you are, managing-wise, coaching-wise, you can't win with those numbers. You know, then even if you look at their two best hitters, which is Nathan Hall, who he's hitting .330 in regular season, like total, and Petry, who's hitting .329 overall. In SEC play, Hall's hitting .282, Petry's hitting .269. So if you basically that all those numbers right there line to tell you they have a talent problem, and that's the thing about it is at Paul's age, can he go out there and recruit those type of players to come and clean out this roster and do it and bring another whole crew in? That's what he needs at his age. Not many guys want to do that, but if he wants to keep his job, that's what he's going to have to do. He didn't have a choice.
Scott, you brought up the fact about how you recruit, and everybody does things differently. And years back, there was a lot of coaches like Paul Maneri that would let their assistants kind of do most of the recruiting, and then you, at the end, you sort of seal the deal. First time I ever went watch Gavin Dugas at Homer Christian. I'm sitting there. Who comes sit next to me? Paul Maneri. So, you know, and man, at that time, man, Gavin is being recruited by everybody. And, you know, we talk and I said, how many times have you seen Gavin in person? He said, it's the first time. And so years later, I meet up with Gavin Dugas and he told me, Mr. Mike, the first time I met Paul Maneri was when I saw him with you. You know, at the game. And he said, you know what's the second time? When I signed.
Yeah.
But I think those days, Scott, it's long over with. You got to be engaged today with these young athletes. Either that or they're going somewhere else. And what you brought out with Clemson, with a Coastal Carolina, North Carolina, all that in that region that you're trying to get players, that's tough to do today. You can't do it old school.
100%. I mean, a perfect example is Tony Vitello out of Tennessee. You know, he's that guy. He gets out there and he makes you know, I'm the guy. I'm going to recruit you. You're going to come play for me. Yes, I got these other guys, and they're going to keep in touch with you because I got a lot of things to do. I got a lot of fish to fry. But the bottom line is that's what college baseball's got to. And honestly, the parents want to see that. The players want to see that. You know, obviously, there's always you always have your own players kind of recruit other guys that they may know. They may have played travel ball against. They may have played Team USA with them. They may play here or there. So you always have that kind of little angle as well. But everybody wants to get to know his head coach, and that's why these guys now, you know, these younger guys who are taking over the game of baseball, it's just they get out there and they do it because, number one, they're hungry, and they're trying to make a mark in their name. You know, Paul Maneri has made his name. I mean, he's won his national championships. He's got his umpteen hundred wins, you know what I mean? I'm not saying he doesn't want it, but he's just never done it. So it's just hard to try. It's just you can't turn the light on and off that quick, you know, and just change how you do things. So, you know, he's got his hands full of South Carolina, I tell you that. And, you know, Ray Tanner was there for years. He's always been an old-school coach, and I think that's why he brought Maneri in. You know, but the bottom line is, man, they just don't have the talent.
Last question for you, Scott. I got to throw it to you. And I don't know why this has jumped in my head. Did you coach Jack Besh as a baseball player?
I did not. I did not coach him at all. But
okay.
I don't. And I really don't know the family that well either. I just know. I know a lot of people who know them, but no, I never. Trey Quinn was the one football guy.
Trey, that was it. That was it.
Yeah, Trey Quinn. Trey Quinn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I coached Trey Quinn, and you know he went on to play some in the NFL and had a really good college career.
I knew it was one of the receivers, but I don't know why Besh stuck in my mind. But I knew it was one of them, and not once you brought it up, it was Trey. I do remember you texting me, "Hey, I coached him in travel ball." Right. I think what wasn't it?
That's right. Yep, Terror Baseball. Yep, he ended up at Bar, then you know went to LSU and SMU, and really had a nice pro career.
Scott, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and insights, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, guys. Have a great evening.
Thanks, Scott.
All righty. Scott Sanders, former Major League Baseball pitcher, also pitched at Nicholls State University, went on to have a really good Major League Baseball career, now involved with Jenny King. We'll be back with our Bet 365 triple option feature right after this break.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, it's our Bet 365 triple option feature. Myself along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Steven, you first.
Well, guys, we found out today that the New York Jets youth movement also includes the punter position. Thomas yep. Morstead, Saints Super Bowl champ, released by the JETS Jets today. And he's been working out at Tulane's practice facility. Posted a video on Instagram. Let's hear from Thomas Morstead.
Yo, down here in New Orleans, getting it in at Tulane, Yeoman Stadium. Just got a call from the Jets that they're moving on from me. Just wanted to say thank you to all the fans, all the coaches that I worked with over the past few years, the teammates. It's been awesome. I've had a great experience. Disappointed to be moving on and disappointed how it went down. But it's just the way it goes in this business. I really appreciate everybody that's been a part of the journey, and I'm out here getting some kicks in with my boys, and wanted to say thank you to everybody.
We'll see what's next for the 39-year-old Morstead. He was set to have a cap number of a little more than $3 million this year with the Jets, and this clears more than $2.5 million in cap space by cutting him loose. Got a career average, guys, 41.5 net yards per punt. I still think he's got something in that leg. We'll see where he ends up this season.
I do believe he will punt again, and I'll never forget when they picked him. The Saints traded up in the draft right? to get him. Man, did we catch some flack that day about why are the Saints trading up for a punter? And, man, we had calls one after the other. This is before the text line stuff got invented. But, man, we had one caller after another, and I thought about it because he was at SMU. And we got in touch with June Jones. Bob was good friends with June. June actually coached him with the Falcons and actually offered him a job as an assistant coach at University of Hawaii. I still don't understand why everybody didn't turn that one down. But he came on Sports Talk the Monday for the second guest and made the comment, and I was surprised. He said he's the greatest punter I've ever been around, college or pro. Mm. Man, Bob and I looked at one another, whoa. June's seen a lot of punters throughout his years. And so I do think, Steve, you're right. I think Marstead will punt again somewhere in the NFL. Charlie?
Guys, we've talked a lot about what is the magic number for LSU to get that top eight national seed. And via Joe Peely from D1 Baseball, as I mentioned in the Sports Flash, that it's basically 18 is the starting point, but if you can get to 19 and win the weekend series at South Carolina, you feel great about it. 20, you are a complete lock if you can sweep South Carolina this upcoming weekend. We'll see what ultimately happens for LSU, but via D1 Baseball's most recent Field of 64 projection, they have LSU as the number 2 overall seed in the field, hosting Miami, Southeastern Louisiana, and Bryant in a Baton Rouge regional. Now, in the super regional potential matchup via this projection, they're matched up with the Raleigh, North Carolina regional, NC State, the 15 seed, hosting two-seeded Florida, who may be quietly one of the best or hottest teams, at least in the SEC right now, Connecticut, the 3 seed, and 4-seeded High Point. So that's what LSU is currently at via D1 Baseball's most recent Field of 64 projection. They have the 2 seed, guys.
This is not a surprise, but ABC announced it today that LSU-Clemson on August 30th in Clemson, South Carolina, will be at 6:30 Central Standard Time on ABC. Now, that's a star-studded lineup that weekend because Texas plays Ohio State. I think that's a noon game between Texas and Ohio State on Fox. And also Alabama plays Florida State. But LSU gets some big-time billing again. Now, hopefully, they can win an opener under Brian Kelly. But 6:30, August 30th, LSU-Clemson in Clemson. And if you bet anything, bet the amount of time this game goes over. Man, with the way Klubnik and Nussmeier throw the ball, I don't think this is going to be an under sort of situation. Man, the way those guys are going to throw it, and both of them can really sling it out there. So made official, and boy, all eyes will be that weekend, certainly early on, Texas, Ohio State. And if I'm going to play Ohio State, I want to catch them early with them 14 guys that went to the NFL. I want to play that particular part. And then LSU-Clemson on ABC at 6:30 Central Standard Time. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Finishing up here in hour number 2 of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. The three of us will return in the 6 o'clock hour because at 6:20, the legendary Drew Brees will join us. Got a new business adventure right next to Pickles and Pins. And so we'll talk to him about that. Also about the Derek Carr situation, Tyler Shuck, everything Saints right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.